G'day everyone, Ian here. How are ya? It's Monday evening, it's about 6:30. Haven't been home long, been doing some overtime lately, been back at work a week, and going pretty hard, doing an hour or so's overtime every day, and worked last Saturday as well. So, got a bit of a push on at the moment. The job's gone pear-shaped, can't control it, it's got nothing to do with me, it's all about management, and it's... Yeah, well, you know, I just do what I'm told. So, yeah, working pretty hard. And it's been hot. Hot. Well, actually not that hot, really. Yeah, probably around 30 degrees. But we're at that time of year. This is the time of year I've mentioned previous years when I tell everybody. This is the time of year you don't come to Brisbane. December, January, February. There's somewhere in those 3 months there. You really, yeah, good time of year not to come. Really hot and sticky, very, very tropical. We had a storm come ripping through about 3 o'clock, and the temperatures come down a bit, and the humidity seems to have gone away a bit too, so it's a little bit cooler and a little bit drier, so a little bit more pleasant now. I'm just going for a stroll up to the supermarket to buy a little bit of kangaroo steak for dinner. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to mention a little experience I had on Friday. I ride the bicycle to work, as is my wont, and I because it was Friday, the boys pulled out a few beers, and we finished up, and I went, ah, bugger it, yeah, well, you know, it's always a bit risky if I have a beer at the end of the day, and I'm riding home. Not the alcohol, it's the reaction to the sugar that I get from it and riding. I've had a few times where it took me a while to understand it. If I have a beer, I end up just, you know, really struggling to get home. About halfway at the 7K mark, I really struggle. Anyway, Friday I had two beers. And I was riding fine. Got about 5 or so kilometres home. And, ooh, I could feel the sugar slump kicking in. And I went... Oh no, here we go. So I grabbed a muesli bar, which I carry in my bag now for this sort of situation, and I munched that down. It didn't help. And by the time I got to about the 7K mark, a little bit earlier than normal actually, I was nailed. I was having trouble dealing with the traffic and keeping my... Well, I wouldn't say I was having trouble with my balance, but I didn't have that edge that you need when you're riding a bicycle in the traffic, and I just went, oh no, this is not good. I was having a major insulin crash, sugar crash. Yeah, it was pretty bad. So I went, oh bugger it, I'm going to pull over. So I found a little park and I popped in there, and I happened to have a couple of pieces of stone fruit and another muesli bar, and I got my water bottle and I sat down and I drank that, and the shakes went away, and the little bit of mild nausea that was there too, that went away. It was really bad. It was really bad. And I think part of the reason is I thought back over the past 3 days, and other than a couple of crackers and those muesli bars, I don't have any carbohydrates in my diet. And I think basically what was happening was when I have the beer, I get an insulin spike chasing the sugars, the alcohol, the carbohydrates in the beer, and then a little while after that, I've got too much insulin in my system, and my body's going, well, we need to have some sugar to deal with this, and I have a little crisis. I've learned that's a real problem for me. Today, as a matter of fact, I didn't have a beer. The boys grabbed a beer, and I said, no, I'm not going to go near that, and I just powered all the way home. Not a problem. It's definitely got something to do with the way the insulin chases the sugar. Really, really nasty. Very uncomfortable. Very painful situation. Don't like that. So I'm just going to steer clear of having a beer before I get on the bicycle. Especially for this sort of 14-kilometre distance I do. It's all right probably up to about the 7K mark, but which is what I've done traditionally in the past. You know, there's been plenty of places where I've had a beer and then ridden home, but... That sugar crash that I'm talking about wouldn't have happened in those situations because I'm normally home by then. But it's a little bit further these days. yeah, bad news. Watch out for it if you happen to be in a similar situation. I've got to talk to somebody who really, really understands insulin and blood sugar and how it all works. Maybe a medico who understands diabetes well and how that whole thing works. I'd like to get a really good understanding of it so I don't get caught out again. But other than that, it's all okay. Back at work. First pay packet comes through in the next day or so after a couple of weeks without any pay. And it'll be good. It'll be good just to get back into the groove and do a few things and make it all happen into the new year as we're doing. Yeah. So that's what I'm up to at the moment. Hope you're well. All this noise. Whenever I'm doing these recordings, I hate it when I've got all this noise around me. But I know these microphones actually work pretty well. It's still picking up my voice, so I hope it's been okay. All the best, everyone. Bye-bye for now.